Here in the United States, nearly 26,000 Iraqis have registered to vote. That's about 10% of the number of Iraqi Americans who are eligible to vote. There are five official polling stations in this country: Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Nashville. Voters had to go to one of these stations last week to register, and then again this weekend to cast their ballots. May Sharma is planning to vote this weekend in Detroit. She left Iraq in 1992 and now lives in Dearborn, Michigan, where she works as a pharmacist. Ms. Sharma, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi.
When you registered to vote, or when you went to the polling station on Friday, what was the scene like there?
Everybody happy to do it, because in Iraq we don't see something like that since half century. So there's a lot of people, they're coming all over from another state, and they driving for 12 hours, whatever.
Well, tell us some of those stories if you can, because we've heard stories, and I'll bet you've heard even more, about Iraqi Americans traveling great distances. And
yeah, I know there's people, they're coming all over. Like, I have my friend, they don't have a high income, but they took an airplane from Seattle to Los Angeles just for register. So they went last week, and they're going to go this week, too.
You know someone from Montreal?
Montreal. I have my friend, her dad. He has a problem with kidney. He do a dialysis three times a week, and he insists to go for vote, and he have to go to Ottawa.
He had to go to Ottawa?
Ottawa, yeah. He begged his wife to take him to go to vote. And I know somebody who's driving from Nebraska to Chicago. Driving is about 10 hours or something, and they said we have to. They want everybody to hear their voice.
Have you been able to follow the campaign and understand who the candidates are, what the parties are?
It's very confused because there's a lot of people in it. But they tell you to choose one party.
May we ask, Ms. Sharma, I mean, would you mind telling us if you have a strong feeling about who you're going to vote for this weekend?
What I tell you is the number 169. They say it is Shia One, but it actually is campaign from a lot of all the people.
This is the Unified Iraqi Alliance that was put together under the auspices of the Ayatollah Sistani, right?
Yes. Sistani, he didn't say support this party, but he liked it because all the group from all over, Chaldeans, Turkoman, Sunni, Shia, he said this group includes all kind of people that's in Iraq. You know, like, I have my friend. I went with her last week for a register, and she's a Christian, and she's going to vote the same whatever I going to be. I'm Shia. I told her, why you choose this one? She told me, because this one is include all kind of people in Iraq.
So it's important to both of you that you would like a government that includes all different people.
Yes. I'm Shia, but I don't like it to be Shia only.
May I ask, are you worried about your relatives and their determination to vote, your family members in Iraq?
Yeah. But you want the truth? They don't worry. They don't care. Mm-hmm. I have my husband's family in Baghdad. I told them, how are you going to go? They said, we're going to go. We don't care. Whatever is going to be happening. They are so happy to go to vote.
May Sharma, who left Iraq in 1992, now lives in Dearborn, Michigan, and she's going to vote in the Iraqi elections this weekend. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome.